News 5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, September 8th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, wars and rumors of war. A couple places to tell you about. First, Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warning Greece that it would pay a heavy price if it continued to harass Turkish planes over the Aegean Sea and the Eastern Mediterranean. Erdogan saying at a speech Monday, "Hey Greece, take a look at history. If you go further, you will pay a heavy price." The Turkish Defense Ministry noted that Greek warplanes had scrambled to harass some Turkish F-16s on August 22nd and 24th while they were escorting American warplanes on those dates. Also, Greek radar on the island of Cyprus targeted those Turkish planes. We here in the U.S. may not understand why the Greeks and the Turks have ongoing tension between them, but if you look at history, as President Erdogan suggested, we would note that from the 15th century until very recently, there was a lot of blood spilled between the Turks and the Greeks, and the fact that they're both members of NATO just makes this situation even more delicate. Also, the U.S. military said Monday it flew a couple of B-52s over the Middle East on a training mission. This came during heightened tensions with Iran, while the U.S. is holding EU-mediated nuclear deal negotiations with Iran. The U.S. military didn't mention Iran in the statement about the B-52 overflight, but it was about Iran. Topic number 4, winter of pain. We're only beginning to get a sense of the incredible amount of money at stake as the EU energy markets are being completely disrupted by the conflict between NATO and Russia over the situation in Ukraine. On Wednesday morning, Norwegian energy giant Equinor warned, quote, "Energy or European energy trading risks grinding to a halt unless governments extend liquidity to cover margin calls of at least $1.5 trillion, end quote. Energy is traded, energy futures bought and sold on markets there, and because of the rising cost of natural gas, thanks to the European sanctions against Russia for the ongoing war, things are completely out of kilter. Basically, massive amounts of newly printed currency, fiat money, will need to be injected into the system to keep things from grinding to a halt as companies find that they have made bets in the market that they can't cover without the government liquidity. For example, according to Goldman Sachs, Italian household energy bills on average could rise from about 150 euros, which right now is about 150 bucks, to about $600 in 2023. In other words, quadrupling. That's a monthly energy bill. The trigger for this exponential surge in costs, since January of 2020, the one-year forward gas and power prices in Germany, which is usually the reference point for signing new energy supply contracts in Europe, have each increased by about 13 times. That's the chart that you see on the screen behind me. An increase of 13 times in under 2 years. For Europe as a whole, or a little over 2 years, about 2.5 years. For Europe as a whole, this is about equivalent to a $2 trillion increase in gas and power spending, or roughly equivalent of 15% of Europe's gross domestic product. In this scenario, energy bills could take up as much as 20% of EU households' gross disposable income. That is a huge sacrifice that many families just will not know how to make without cutting out some other essentials. The math is simple here as to what's going on. The only winner in this game is Vladimir Putin, but Europe cannot print more coal, oil, natural gas, etc. It can only print money. One way or another, it's going to have to offset these this surge in costs, which in the very near future means governments will be subsidizing energy bills for European citizens or face massive protests, some of which may get violent. And here in the United States, not to be outdone, the Biden administration is planning to use executive orders to push Americans, rather drag Americans, to meeting his ambitious emissions reduction targets. Over the next 12 months, the Biden administration plans to announce a plan of a series of federal policies governing through regulation rather than through legislation to force emissions reductions on power plants and vehicles, which are the two most significant drivers of the demand for oil and natural gas. Under the guise of extreme weather conditions like heat waves and droughts, which have never happened in history before the year 2022, Dust Bowl, Little Ice Age, Biden is calling for an expedited shift toward a green power grid. Now, that's exactly what's creating the problem in Europe that Europe is having right now. It's the reason that Texas had so many people without power last winter. The green energy grid cannot handle extremes of heat or cold, which happen every year. The bottom line is the Biden administration is doing all it can to crush the fossil fuel industry, dragging America into Europe's ongoing nightmare. This is all part of the World Economic Forum's hashtag Great Reset. Topic number three, beating Big Pharma. As long as we're talking about President Biden, another example of life in the upside down. At a couple of speeches on Monday, Labor Day, President Biden yelling, apparently that's how he projects forcefulness and determination, yelled that he beat pharma this year, despite the fact that his administration's policies resulted in record profits for Big Pharma by compelling people to be vaccinated for, you know, with an experimental gene serum. He made this statement in Milwaukee, repeated it again in Pittsburgh later in the day. Dr. Eli David wins tweet of the day for his response to Biden's claim of beating Big Pharma. Quote, apparently another teleprompter mistake. The correct line was, we helped pharma beat their earnings estimates this year, end quote. Well played, Dr. David, well played. Topic number two, Canada stabbings. You probably heard about this story earlier this week, a mass stabbing in Canada Monday that left 11 dead and at least 15 injured. It's been disclosed that the suspect in the stabbings, 30-year-old Miles Sanderson, who as of this recording is still on the loose, had 59 previous convictions on his record, some of them for violent crimes, but was released earlier this year by a parole board that saw him as the victim of systemic racism. 59 convictions by the age of 30. Commentator Matt Walsh summed it up this way. Quote, the board said Sanderson and his siblings grew up in an environment where physical abuse and domestic violence was commonplace, and he began using drugs and alcohol as a boy. It noted his indigenous background and listed several factors that might have contributed to his involvement in the criminal justice system, quote, including intergenerational impacts of residential schools, neglect, exposure to familial and community substance abuse, your own substance abuse issues, exposure to experiencing domestic violence during your childhood, family fragmentation, lack of education, and loss of culture slash spirituality, end quote. Loss of culture slash spirituality. Really, how any of that factors into whether or not Sanderson is a threat to the community, as he clearly is, assuming he is still alive, is beyond me. I mean, these factors may have contributed to him becoming the threat to the community, but the parole board's job is not to determine why he became what he is, but whether or not he poses a physical risk to those around him. Again, 11 dead, at least 15 wounded. And Walsh adds this, it's worth noting that Sanderson would be eligible for parole in 25 years if he's captured alive and convicted. Think about that. In Canada, you can murder 11 people and still be released from prison before retirement age. Coming up, the lady is a wolf. I'll explain next on 5 and 10.
Have you ever wanted to experience deep and glorious truths in God's Word, from Genesis to Revelation, as if you were actually there? Skywatch TV is proud to present the Glimpses of Glory giveaway. When you order Carl Gallup's groundbreaking book, Glimpses of Glory, and Rabbi Zev Porat's new book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive The Rabbi, The Secret Message, and The Identity of Messiah, the book that Pat Boone himself personally shared with Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. In this incredibly unique book, Glimpses of Glory, from longtime pastor, media personality, and internationally acclaimed best-selling author Carl Gallups, God's love for you will come alive as you walk directly into the Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve encountered the great tempter. You'll be placed inside the ark, experiencing the horror of Noah's family as they heard the agonizing cries of their neighbors, struggling in vain to survive the deluge. And the anguish of our Savior will explode into intense reality as you witness his struggle with human emotion on the night he was betrayed. But that's just the beginning. In Glimpses of Glory, you will accompany Joseph and Mary on the arduous journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem's manger and beyond. Be present at the working of Jesus' miracles, his baptism, and labor during the wilderness temptation. Stand in shock at the foot of the cross. Linger at the deathbed of John the disciple and witness his entrance into final glory and so much more. Also included in this amazing offer, Rabbi Zev Porat's shocking book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit, which details his stunning supernatural conversion from a deeply Orthodox Jewish man to faith in Jesus Christ as Messiah as he faced literal demonic manifestations. Temptations of great wealth to denounce his faith in Yeshua. Yet through it all, he pressed on with a glowing zeal for the Word of God and the people of Israel. In this book, you will accompany Messianic Rabbi Porat as he shares striking biblical and archaeological discoveries along his path to Zion. Learn the foundational platform that's behind the spiritual warfare emanating from Israel since the earliest of humanity's existence as Zev peels back the Chaldean mask and uncover the truth about Golgotha and the archaeological location of Jesus' birth in Bethlehem that has been overlooked by so many. But that's not all. In this must-have collection, you'll also receive The Rabbi, The Secret Message, and The Identity of Messiah, where Pastor Carl Gallups tells the story of Israel's most venerated Orthodox rabbi, Yitzhak Kaduri, who claimed he met the true soon-coming Messiah and revealed his identity on a note to be locked away until his death. Months later, this note was read upon his death, revealing Jesus is Messiah, which ignited a global spiritual and political firestorm. That was just the beginning. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $60. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So take a personal journey with the Savior from Genesis to Revelation and unmask the evil spirits that oppose our faith. The Glimpses of Glory giveaway. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750 4985.
I have to rewrite the old song. Topic number one today, the lady is a wolf, except that in the real world, she's actually neither. Naya Okami from Seattle calls herself a Therian, which is someone who identifies as an animal and believes that they are a spiritually and psychologically that animal. In Okami's case, a wolf. Daily Mail also notes that Okami is transgender, which means that he is really the one who's making this claim. He is not a she is a he. So he is neither a woman or a wolf. According to the Daily Mail, he was just 10 years old when he started telling people he had the spirit of a wolf and spent years figuring out his identity before finding the term online, Therian. He said he's a wolf on all levels except physical. Often howls, sometimes dons tails and ears when dressing up, and spends time volunteering at wolf preserves to bond with the animals. Now, as Christians, how do we respond to this? The easy thing to do, and really the cruel thing to do, would to act like the online trolls that mock Okami and people like him. That will not make the case that Jesus Christ and his love is the answer to this type of delusional behavior. And really, that's what it is. But we are living in a world now that is following in the path of those principalities and powers who want to deconstruct what God created and called good. Have you not read from the beginning, created he them male and female? We live in a world now where to be progressive means to believe that it's a spectrum, and that spectrum apparently no longer includes being human. It's so irrational, it must be spiritual. Just like you and me, these folks need the love of Jesus Christ. We do what we do only through your gracious and generous support here at SkyWatch TV. During the month of September, our thank you for your gift of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, is a book that is all too timely, When Once We Were a Nation. This is an anthology, a collection of essays by a number of writers, including yours truly, Tom Horn, and many others. We will send it to you if you're in the U.S. or Canada for your gift of any amount during September. In other words, you name the price. Find out more online and donate if you're so led at skywatchtv.com slash donate, skywatchtv.com/donate, or call us at 844-750-4985. Skywatch Films, your opportunity to take advantage of cutting-edge information, Christian documentaries in full HD for as little as $3. Rent them for 7 days, buy unlimited access, your choice. You can get access to 5 films from Skywatch Films, including The Great Delusion, Josh Peck's expose of the UFO phenomenon. Find out more online and get instant access to these documentaries at skywatchfilms.com. Join us in Israel next March. Sharon and I, honored to be leading another tour of the Holy Land. Joining us will be Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat as we go from north to south, from Nazareth and Capernaum, the Sea of Galilee, the Jordan River, Gilgal, Rephaim, Mount Hermon. We'll be in the foothills of Mount Hermon. Can't really get to the summit. It's controlled by a UN observation post. And in March, you couldn't get up there anyway. It's snow-covered. Anyway, we'll take you there. Jerusalem, the city itself, the Temple Mount, the Mount of Olives, the Garden of Gethsemane, and much, much more. The optional 3-day extension to Jordan is well worth it. You can get a look at the itinerary and reserve your spot. March 19th through 30th of 2023 with the optional 3-day extension to Jordan. Find out more online at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. Pastor Carl Gallups calls Israel ground zero in this long supernatural war. His new book, Glimpses of Glory, recasts the biblical stories, tells them from the account of people who were there on the scene. It's like reading the Bible as though it were an adventure novel. And really, this story is the greatest adventure ever told. And we're both in it. All of us are in it, whether we realize it or not. Glimpses of Glory, the topic of discussion on Skywatch TV this week. Don't miss it. The broadcast schedule is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels, but you can just ignore the schedule by adding the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV. It is free and gets you access to all of our video content. You can also do that through our free mobile app. All of our daily news commentary, Simply His, the women's program, and mobile app also gets you news updates 3 times a week and a calendar of our upcoming events. It is free, available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. And we have links to the app stores for your device at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.